Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. The results are in from the first in the nation primary in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders has won. From the New York Times, Mr. Sanders narrowly won the contest, fending off a late charge by two moderate rivals and establishing himself as a formidable contender for the nomination. Pete Buttigieg took second place, dividing the centrist vote with Amy Klobuchar. Elizabeth Warren finished in a distant fourth place with Joe Biden behind her.
Everybody is now saying that South Carolina and some of the other next states will prove to be very different. I don't know. I mean, I think Bernie Sanders had the argument that he was deprived of the nomination the last time out, and he is fighting for it now. There are many people who believe he can't do it. He's too radical for the American people. On the other hand, he does have an awful lot of wind at his back. He's got people who just believe in him and who want a, quote, social or political revolution in this country. Whether or not, if the Democrats nominate him, he can win is on everybody's lips. That is the big dilemma. As for Elizabeth Warren, I can only say this is a very good chance. This is the beginning of the end for her in this. She's a wonderful woman. She's very well thought of in Massachusetts, but it doesn't look like this is going to be her year. I doubt very much she'll pick up a lot of steam in a South Carolina. Biden, of course, is counting on it. He knows it's now or never. And David, he will have to produce in South Carolina. He'll have to get a massive black vote and Hispanic vote. He doesn't have it yet because he was contesting in two very lily-white states. But now we'll see whether that diversity is going to count. We know that the DNC and others were able to mobilize Hillary, and she won, but she lost. Whether or not when people went for an outsider in Donald Trump, they would go for an outsider with a different philosophy with Bernie Sanders. We just don't know. The passion that is going into defeating Trump is enormous. So the Democrats are infuriated. Trump has gone out of his way to make sure they were infuriated. Whether that strategy works or not, and what the heck that strategy is, I'll never know. But that's what he's set up, and that's what he wants. And of course, the big news of the evening was Klobuchar, who came really on strong. This is really a matter of timing, because her surge is going to be very well noticed in these other states. She's now going to be a moderate candidate who can be supported. Buttigieg, of course, continues to do well, and Buttigieg seen as a more moderate candidate than Sanders is, a fresh-look young man. In any case, as we go on to the next primaries on Super Tuesday, it's really going to be a very interesting race, not to say anything about the former mayor of New York, who is doing extremely well in terms of his surge, that being Michael Bloomberg, of course.
Well, let's stay with that for a minute, because you can tell he's got the momentum when the president goes directly after him. He's taken on Bloomberg over this clip that has now been leaked. Originally posted by a liberal blogger, says the New York Times on Monday night, it was about the stop and frisk laws, and it has Bloomberg on tape saying how to get guns out of the hands of kids is to throw them up against the wall and frisk them. And as the New York Times suggests, Trump is accusing Bloomberg of being racist, something that may many have accused him of.
Well, yeah, that's a typical move by this guy who always projects onto others what people are saying about him. Look, they will play as dirty as they need to. The last person they need in this race is Michael Bloomberg. They are scared to death of him. He has the resources. He has the ability. He has the best ad men in the business. He's doing it. You look at those ads and you say, wow, that's really something.
Meanwhile, we have some dropouts. Andrew Yang is ending his bid, and word coming through CBS I saw this morning that looks like Deval Patrick, the former Massachusetts governor who really never caught on any momentum, has decided to drop as well.
Well, of course, I do love that man. He's one of my favorite people in the world. He is, as far as I'm concerned, a guy who came in too late. He should have come in earlier. He would have done better. And he's probably right if he drops out. That would be the right thing to do, I think, at this stage. If he had been endorsed by Barack Obama, his friend, I think he would have done much better. But he wasn't, and he announced virtually at the same time Bloomberg did with all of his resources. So now we're seeing the long-awaited winnowing down of the Democratic field. Andrew Yang and the Yang Gang did better than he started out with. He got more votes, but nevertheless, it was not a good showing. And an obscure Senator Bennett from Colorado, he dropped out also. Did they all get name recognition? Well, people know some of the people who've dropped out who would not have known them before, Marianne Williamson or some one of those people. Whether that was Yang's objective all along, I'll never know, but he'll be gone.
What do you make of the story about Roger Stone? Prosecutors quit as Justice Department moves to lessen sentence for Stone. The intervention comes after President Trump complained that the first recommended sentence for his longtime friend was a miscarriage of justice.
Well, it's fascinating. He tells his Justice Department it's supposed to be neutral. He was found guilty. We don't like what the prosecutor has recommended. Now, the prosecutors, of course, work for Trump in the end, and so they pull back, and four of them quit. And it's clear that this is a way of making their dissatisfaction known with this presidential interference. Good for them. Now it comes to the judge, and the judge has the ultimate power. She is a distinguished person, very widely respected. If she comes in and puts the kibosh on the Trump thing, what do you think is going to happen, David? The president is setting himself up to pardon this guy. That's what he's going to do. So either lessen the sentence or I'll pardon him, and I may pardon him anyway. He hasn't said it, but that's what it's looking like to me.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As always, we thank you.
And I thank you, David. And just one more thing. It may be 2 days later, but we want to thank everybody again for everything they put into this incredible lockbox that raised all that money, and we had such a short little fun drive. Now, we'll go back to more fun drives, obviously, but right now we have business to do.
If you blinked, you may have missed it. Incredible.
You bet.